every year, the tertiary institutions and other training institutions churn out a number of persons with disability who have acquired academic and professional training. And for that matter, there are so many of them among the unemployed in Ghana. So we have proposed to the president that if they come out with an employment equity policy that will address the unemployment phenomenon among persons with disability, it will work well for us. In fact, the president received the proposal and told us that the government would take it into serious account. We even gave an example of Niger, where the president has come out with such a policy, and persons with disability in Niger are now getting jobs. Every sector of employment in Niger, 5% of the labor force is supposed to be persons with disability, and that has encouraged a lot of them and parents to send their children with disability to school. So we feel that that is policy that is missing in Ghana, and it is discouraging a lot of persons with disability who are in school. So far, we are in advocacy talks with the president and, for that matter, the government to open up a lot of employment avenues for persons with disability, and we are encouraging the private sector to also support this kind of initiative, because the government alone cannot actually absorb all persons with disability. As we all know, in Ghana, the private sector takes a lot of prospective employees.
What has been the feedback on their performance so far, those who are manning the toll booths?
Well, so far, we have not received any negative reporting from them, except that some of the toll booths, according to some of them, are not in very good conditions. And, for example, when it rains, they have leakages of some of them. So they are just appealing to the ministry to retrofit them in order to enable them to work without any serious setback.
Yeah, for Deborah,